You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5. Welcome back to the weekly Batuta Borden. We're thinning out here at the Batuta Advocate at the back end of, I guess, the school holiday break. Not many people in the office. A few of the staff have gone home for Orthodox Easter. Of course, we have a very ethnic newsroom, so there's a lot of people celebrating Easter in their own way with the red eggs and all the lamb. So there's only two of us here today. You've got myself and Effie Bateman. How are we, Effie?
I'm doing great. How are you, Clancy?
I'm going all right. There's some big stories in the news cycle, and obviously hardcore, unbiased, balanced journalism never sleeps.
Kicking off with a political story, and this one reads, why should Indigenous people get special treatment? Asked man who makes bank off franking credits and negatively gears four investment properties.
Yes, a man who describes himself as having an ingrained sense of fairness has today explained to The Advocate that the whole voice to parliament thing has been weighing heavily upon him. Barton Philip Smithson from Batuta Heights says he can't see why in this day and age our government is deliberately trying to divide people.
As he said, quote, why should they have a special voice? As if Parliament hasn't predominantly amplified and focused on the voices of blokes like him for a century.
Yes, the man who rips tens of thousands of dollars worth of franking credits every year and negatively gears swathes of investment properties told us that having a government make special rules that only benefit a small group of people doesn't sit well with him. He says a government should be making society more fair and equal, not giving some people special treatment.
Up next, an annual leave expert somehow pulling off a 19-day weekend from Easter to Anzac Day.
Yes, very impressive this one. Speaking to us from a poolside in a nondescript Balinese villa, the expert in question told us you need to make your annual leave work harder for you. Local media relations advisor for the Batuta Council, Samantha Saunders, says she's currently enjoying a three-day-long weekend until after Anzac Day in a few more weeks' time.
Kicking off with a brekkie mojito, Sam explained that it's all about getting in nice and early with your leave bookings, as well as chasing up the extra weeks you're owed if you happen to do an hour or two of overtime at some point. Good for some.
Good for her.
And up next, young parents rush to the bedroom for their weekly 8 a.m. bluey route.
Yes, local couple Jenny and Bryce Rookwood have carpe diem'd once again this week, seizing on the free 30-minute window that the ABC program Bluey provides them with back-to-back episodes on Saturday mornings.
Yes, while they met during the Saturday Nights Out phase over a couple of spicy margs, their life now looks a bit different following a big wedding, some renos, and three young kids. So with their offspring glued to the TV blaring the popular TV show, Jenny and Bryce have taken the opportunity to scoot straight into the bedroom and get down to business.
Without the time to take their shirts off, I believe.
And some exciting beverage-related news now, and VX has celebrated its first successful month of ruining high school parties.
Yes, it's a significant milestone for the new beer on the block. Named Extra Victoria Bitter, or VX for short, the new Extra Strong Lager comes with a whopping 6% punch, similar to the old Cooper's Reds or Tui's Platinums.
And released to much fanfare, the new VXs have now celebrated a month of ruined high school parties from Batuta Ponds all the way down to Torquay and across to Wanneroo, the perfect throwdowns for when you want to throw down.
Yes, indeed. Things get a little bit blurry after a couple of VXs, and luckily they only come in four packs, unlike the old, Tui's Platinums that came in eight. Speaking of which, Ben Key in the comments said, fuck me, there's a four-pack of throwies, more drinks than a regular six-pack. Go and get an eight-pack of the Ted's Platinums, you fairies. Okay, mate, settle down. We're drinking to enjoy the taste. It's not necessarily about getting as plastered as possible. But all the best to you, Ben Key, and enjoy your Orthodox Easter.
See you later.
Hooroo.